Hello, my name is David Hahn, and it is a gift to be teaching here at Holden Village this week. I come as one who works in the Northwest Washington Synod halftime in an initiative called Living Local. I work with congregations and pastors in the Synod, encouraging them to be engaged with their neighborhood and think about what life might look like as congregations and groups, cohorts move out and imagine God's life in and among those neighbors. I am trained as a pastor, Lutheran pastor. I have a PhD in missiology, and much of these sessions that I have led is informed by my work in this PhD program. So the first session that we will have, called Being Church in an Age of Truthiness, my thinking in our gathering time was that, what does it mean for us to be church in and amongst the culture and the world? And what does it mean for us to be gathered in the power of the Spirit, where the Spirit is creating a community of trust in this risen Jesus? And how, in light of who we are as church, are we shaped by culture? Hence the truthiness aspect that is borrowed from Stephen Colbert. In the second session, we talk about being broken in an age of truthiness. And one of the things in terms of the sequence of these sessions that I lead is that it's a movement from church to the world. And the second session really is an emphasis to recognize our situatedness as broken people and our need for recognizing that in the midst of this time that we find ourselves in. So the focus for this particular session is racial reconciliation. And we began to have some conversation and wondering about that. The third session is being neighbor in an age of truthiness. And we're looking at the congregational defaults that often happen when we start talking and thinking about neighbors, particularly from a local church perspective, because there are some defaults that happen when we think about this. They're primarily related to different kinds of models. One is maybe our neighbor is understood as kind of a project that we need to recruit for congregational life. And so we think about our church as an attractional kind of place that seeks to be friends with neighbors in order to receive them into our community. But then the other piece is to think about neighbors as kind of people who are in need, and that we perpetuate kind of our good works on them. And that's a benefactor model. Well, we're trying to, in this session, we're going to look at how to move beyond that and how to recognize our neighbors as people, where they are and who they are. And in the engagement and listening and wondering with them and who they are, how that might open up new possibilities for understanding even ourselves too. So this is the week. I really thank you for the time. I would love for you to listen in and hear what we have to share. Blessings and peace to you.